A day after a legislative committee approved a bill that could cut over $90 million from state universities and colleges, the State Board of Governors announced today that they will fight hard to stop a proposal to be introduced in the legislature this week that they say will severely impact their influence and the quality of higher education overall in the state. At issue is a proposed constitutional amendment that would strip the board of much of its power, including its authority to appoint university trustees. It's being combined with a more popular issue, that is, having the voters elect an education commissioner, as opposed to that position now being selected by the governor. The sponsor in the Senate for the bill was GOP legislator Lisa Carlton. Mark Rosenberg is the chancellor of the Board of Governors. He says the bill would be devastating for the public university system.
The direction that the proposal moves in essence, create the opportunity for our public universities to be highly politicized institutions driven by political agendas.
The proposal was first discussed a few weeks ago by Senate President Ken Pruitt, who has been in a bitter war of words and now legal action with the Board of Governors about who can actually ask for a tuition hike, the legislature or the board. On a conference call, Board of Governors Chairwoman Carolyn Roberts hesitated before answering a question about whether the measure being proposed is retaliation against the board for their fight in trying to control who raises tuition rates.
I don't believe there's any other way to accept this other than some members of the legislature, the leadership, has been uncomfortable with the Board of Governors' actions. And I believe that would be one of the issues that they were uncomfortable with.
Chancellor Mark Rosenberg said the question would be better asked to the legislature. Both Rosenberg and Roberts spoke with the other members of the board today, asking them to meet individually with legislators to lobby them against the proposal. Board of Governor member Gus Stavro said now was not the time to alter the governance system.
Right now, the students of Florida are suffering. I am concerned that all of a sudden it becomes important to change the leadership of the SUS at this time. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't know what talking point other than to say it seems to me that the students are the important ones at this time, and they're hurting. I don't quite comprehend the difficulties that the legislature sees in the overall control or administration of the university system.
If the proposed constitutional amendment makes it on the ballot, it would need 60% support to pass. On the conference call, members of the board inquired as to where the clamor for making such a change was coming from. Chairwoman Carolyn Roberts said she thought it mostly came from the legislature and not the citizens of the state, prompting this comment from member Ava Parker.
Right when we're at a point of getting some stability, that not the people, but that another governmental body would think it was time to get another tremendous change in the system. And I think that given where we are in the process, that would be almost fatal to what we're trying to pull together and creating a unifying body as mandated by Amendment 11.